the selvage. One. So, door to door, among the shotgun shacks in Cullowhee and Waynesville, in our cleanest shirts, and ma'am, and excuse me, we're all but second nature now, and this one woman comes to the door, she must have weighed 300 pounds. Would you be willing to tell us who you plan to vote for, we say. And she turns around with Everett, who are we voting for? The black guy, says Everett. The black guy, she says, except that wasn't the language they used. They used the word we've all agreed to banish from even our innermost thoughts, which is when I knew he was going to win. Two. At which point, the speaker discovers, as if the lesson were new, she has told the story at her own expense. Amazing, said my sister's chairman's second wife, to think what you've amounted to considering where you're from, which she imagined was a compliment. One country, friends, where when we have to go there, as depend upon it, fat or thin, regenerate or blinkered to the end, we shall. They have to take us in. I saw three. A river full of geese as I drove home across our one-lane bridge. 400 of them easily, close-mathed against the current and the bitter wind. Some settled on the ice, and just the few at a time who'd loosen rank to gather again downstream, as if to paraphrase. The fabric every minute bound by just that pulling out that holds the raveling together. You were driving all this time, said Stephen, counting geese. The snow falling into the river. No, the river about to give itself over to ice. I'd stopped. Their wingspans, had they not been taking shelter here, as wide as we are tall.